Why stand still when you can run headfirst into a wall? You're listening to the Jocular Pugilists. Today is our April Fool's special show, and in honor of that, Tomas, I want to tell you something that happened to me that felt like an April Fool's joke. This just happened to me, and I swear to God it's 100% true, and I could not believe what was going on.
I don't believe most of the things you say, but go ahead.
Thanks. So I was on a plane coming back from Missouri. I was visiting my nephew with my brothers, and I was on this plane, the second leg of the ride. And I always like to make friends on planes. So whenever I see somebody coming into my row, I introduce myself and gauge whether they're interested.
Anybody?
Pretty much. Anybody, yes, Phil? Pretty much anybody. I don't, wow. You know.
I'm so thankful that I've never had a plane ride with you.
I know it. So, okay, so I'm on this plane, and I'm sitting in my seat, and I'm on the in the aisle, yeah. And this couple comes down, and it looks like they're coming into my row, and they are. So I smile and introduce myself, and I get like dead eyes from both of them. Like they are not having it, and I'm just thinking, all right, well, I'm not going to make any friends on this.
Are you sitting in between
this
them?
Flight. No, I'm sitting in the aisle, but
I
might as well have been sitting in between them because okay. They sit down and very quickly I realize why they weren't in a friendly mood. They're a couple and they were in the middle of a really, really bad fight. And this fight lasted for 4.5 hours.
Oh, the whole
plane ride.
Oh, my God.
The whole time. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, first, I'm like, all right, am I going to get pissed off? How am I going to react to this? And then I started thinking, well, let me make the best of it. Let me see whose side I'm on in the argument. So I kept like flipping back and forth between, oh, I think the guy's right. And no, maybe he's a little standoffish. Maybe he ignores her too much. Oh, maybe I'm on the side of the girl. And but it just went back and forth for 4.5 hours of the plane ride. By the end of it, I was just dizzy. I'm like, all right, well.
Were you engaging them in conversation?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
You
no,
weren't.
This was not a fight. This
you weren't
was all
the
in
diplomat. You.
No, this was no. This was okay. Not a fight to stick my neck into. Definitely not.
You weren't Captain Picard trying to broker a peace treaty between the Cardassians and the Romulans.
I am so proud of Tomas for allowing his inner geek out on the show. A lesser man might have been embarrassed. Not only did he do a Star Trek reference, but he could have referenced the Federation. He could have referenced the Klingons. But no, he referenced the Romulans and the Cardassians. Now that's a deep cut. Nope. There was a small part of me that was like, should I say something? And the much wow. smarter part of me was like, no friggin' way should you say anything right now.
I've got to get out of here. I've got to get out of here.
Calm down. Get a hold of yourself.
Stewardess, please let me handle this.
Calm down. Now get back to your seat. I'll take care of this. Calm down. Calm down. Get a hold of yourself.
Doctor, you're wanted on the phone. Everything's going to be all right. Please.
Sister, please, now handle this.
I've
got to
get out of here.
That sounds like a very unenjoyable plane ride. And thank you for the information. Never take a plane ride with Phil.
I know it. Thought it was an April Fool's joke, which brings us to today. So we've got some personal stories for you. We're going to do some history about April Fool's and all of that. But we want to start with some pranks that, if you've been listening, Tomas and I lived together for a few years in college. We went to college together. You began the pranks of the apartment.
I once again have no recollection of me being the start of it, but I'll say, what the hell?
Oh wait. Yeah, you were definitely okay. The start of it because I don't think, well, okay. Yeah. So this is the way right. I remember it. You can tell
Phil's
me the way
Phil's
going
to be sainted after the story. Right, go ahead.
Not at all. But the very first prank I remember is one day I was at school and I came home. I was there for a couple hours. I must have been, because for you to have the time to do this, it was amazing. I walk into the bedroom and we shared a bedroom like Bert and Ernie. We had a one bedroom apartment, so we just shared the bedroom and had a living room.
Well, that's a whole nother story. We had a two bedroom apartment, but we decided to share a bedroom, which begs a question. Well,
it wasn't really two bedroom. Anyway, so I walk into the bedroom and I almost fall forward because everything on the walls, we had a bunch of CD covers covering the walls.
And posters, like, right? and posters
and whatever. It was all at a forward angle. So when you're walking in, like, right, everything, it looks like a Batman villain's lair. Everything's forward. And
it was later at night. You might have had a couple drinks.
Probably, yeah. When I figured it out, and you were there. I don't remember. Were you there when I came home?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I started laughing.
I remember you.
I thought it was hilarious. And I didn't even realize at that point that it was all the furniture was at an angle, too. So how did you pull that off? That's what I need to know.
I don't know. I don't know what inspired me, but I'm going to start by saying Phil's not someone who's widely known for his balance. Right, you wouldn't be the lead in, let's say, Swan Lake, right? Or a tightrope walker. It's not you.
No, I am not.
So bearing that in mind, I decided to do a prank where you'd lose your balance, like Funhouse type of prank. Nope. So I don't know where it came from. But first, if you think of our room was a rectangle, and the beds were on the long walls of the rectangle. And I just decided, at first I said, well, maybe if I just put the posters at an angle, he'll lose his balance. Then looking at the posters, I got inspired and thought, perhaps with a little ingenuity, I can get the dressers to be at an angle as well. I did that. And then the coup de grace was I put the beds at an angle too, hoping you would fall face first into your bed.
Really? Coup de grace, Tomas? This is how I know you went first, because your level of commitment to a prank is unreal.
Yeah, I don't know what inspired me, but I thought, this will definitely get Phil to lose his equilibrium. Yeah, and it did.
And it did. Now, I thought that was funny, so it was no big deal. Like, that didn't start the war, the prank war. But your next one did. So I did not like tuna fish, and I still don't like tuna.
You would give me crap. Whenever I'd open up a can of tuna fish, you would just flip out on me.
The smell was gross. Yes, I can't handle it.
So you gave me crap about it. Attila the Phil.
You were living with a tyrant at the time. So something that I like to do, I don't know why at the time, I used to love to, like, come home, run into the room, and dive on the bed. I just thought it was fun. One day I come home, and I run into the room and I'm diving on the bed. I'm in midair and I see an open can of tuna fish sitting on my pillow.
That's kind of mean.
And I like pivot and spun off and fell like right on the floor because I was freaking. I was so freaked out.
That was pretty effed up of me. I'm sorry about that, man.
That one pissed me off.
Especially knowing your distaste for tuna fish.
Oh my God, that pissed me off, man. I was not gonna let you go. And this is when I remember the war really started. So you can tell what was the retaliation to that one.
So it was brutal. And I don't remember the order. You remember the order. I just remember this happening.
What happened? Yeah.
At Berkeley, we'd have these rehearsals. So either I'd be playing with a band at a show, or we'd have really late night rehearsals, meaning at times you wouldn't get home to 3 a.m. from a rehearsal or a gig. So it was a late night for me. I was coming home tired, guitars over my back, my hands are full, basically. So I get to our apartment, open the door, and flick on the lights, and the light in the room you walk into was not working. The shades are closed. It's really dark, the apartment. I couldn't see anything. I turn the light on and off. It doesn't work. I go to the living room to turn on the living room light, and when I turn on the light, Phil's an inch from my nose, and he screams. My heart stopped. It was probably the most frightened I've ever been.
I couldn't pull that off on you now, because that would put you in coronary.
Right. Although, you pretty much almost did that to me recently, but all right.
Yep.
We'll get back to that.
Yes, you did.
I waited for a long time. Do you remember what I did?
When you said how I reacted, I remember. I started remembering. Yeah, because we almost got into blows on this one. So go ahead.
I waited like months later, so he had forgotten, and I pulled the same exact prank on him. But when he went to the room to turn the light on, my hand was on the switch. So he feels my hand, and I grab his arm and pull him in and turn the light on, and I go, God got you. When I did that to you, you absolutely flipped. You almost punched me. So the fight or flight. You went for fight. Relax, nice. Man. It's me. So
that's awesome. I'm glad to know that. All right, and the final, I guess, installment of the. I think that was probably when we stopped at that point. Like we were gonna. Somebody was gonna die in that apartment, and we had to kind of call a truce. Right. But just recently, we must have. I don't know if I remembered or we had talked about this a while ago or whatever. But it must have been in my mind because I had come back to New York. I was visiting, and I had come to your apartment, and you knew I was coming in. So you must have left the door unlocked, but you were in the laundry. You were in the laundry room.
Right.
I knocked and nobody came. I knocked, nobody came, and the door was unlocked. So you had music on, the laundry going. So I opened the door and I don't see you anywhere. And I'm like, oh, this is too good to be true. this is too good. So I tiptoe into the apartment and I stand right where I can hear you like tinkering with the laundry and the thing. And I stand right outside the door. And then you walked in, and how bad. I didn't get you as bad as the other one, but I.
Again, you're an inch from my nose. That was pretty scary too. You didn't scream. So I thank you. In the middle of the night.
I didn't scream that time. But, no, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that.
So let's talk a little history. If okay. anyone's wondering, where am I getting the history? My first go-to is Wikipedia, but then I go to multiple different sites. I am aware, and I'm hopefully everyone that's listening is aware, even what you read on Wikipedia, yeah. not always correct.
However, our fact checkers do check it out.
Well, the thing is, now that we had to make cuts with the fact checkers, it's not quite as good as it used to be.
Yeah, we're like a newspaper. They just keep having to trim the fact checkers.
All right, trim the fat. Anyway, so the history of April Fools is once again not clear. We did the history of Valentine's Day, not clear. Also, the history of April Fools, not 100% clear. Most people say that it dates back to the 16th century, 1582 to be exact, in France, when they switched the calendar from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. This changed the first day of the year from April 1st to January 1st. The Gregorian calendar, it's January 1st. The Julian calendar, it's April 1st.
That used to be the first day of the year.
That used to be the first day of the year, and it was to celebrate spring. It was the spring equinox. So the spring equinox is on or around April 1st.
That actually makes a lot more sense than January 1st when you think about it.
It does. And by the way, it's a tie-in to Valentine's Day that we were talking about with growing and fertility and things like that. So people that were slow to recognize that the year started on January 1st and continued to celebrate April 1st as the first day of the year became the butt of jokes and hoaxes that were eventually called April Fools because of April 1st. You're an April Fool.
Because they're foolish for celebrating April at first.
As the beginning of the year, right, exactly.
Very cool.
And being gullible people. There is a tie into, once again, as always, Rome.
All right.
Rome had a celebration of Hilaria. Now, Hilaria is a general term for different celebrations, but in particular, there was a celebration that celebrated the spring equinox and the Phrygian goddess of fertility, Cybele and her lover Attis. The celebration involved masquerades, games, and yes, making fun of people, family, friends, even magistrates. People would dress up in disguises and mock citizens. Things that you might think of as April Fool's Day jokes.
Wow.
Okay, some little factoids before we move on. This Roman celebration may have been inspired by the legend of Osiris and Seth. Seth was a kid that lived down the street from me, as well as an Egyptian god, I guess. And if it was inspired by that, then April Fools could be tied back to Egypt. Pretty cool. The other thing that I think is pretty interesting is the Emperor Commodus of Gladiator fame. If anyone's seen the movie Gladiator.
Yes, Commodus.
He was the mad emperor in Gladiator. Mad, I mean crazy emperor in Gladiator. There was an assassination attempt on him during the celebration of Hilaria. Because people wore disguises during Hilaria, it was a perfect time to try to assassinate somebody. That's pretty interesting. And finally, another factoid. I don't know if we want to keep this one in because it gets a little brutal, but much of what we know about the Festival of Hilaria was written down by a historian by the name of, you're going to love this, Maximus the Confessor.
We really lack the flair that the Romans had for names.
I love these names. Sounds like a metal band. Maximus the Confessor. So he was a Christian monk.
He was a monk. Maximus the Confessor was a monk.
Yeah, he was a Christian monk, and he was a theologian and an aide to the Byzantine Emperor Heracles. He lived from 580 AD to 662 AD. Now, here comes the brutal part. During that time, there was a debate between monotheism and the Chalcedonian formula of Jesus Christ. And believe me, I don't know enough to actually go into detail about this, but my very basic childhood interpretation is monotheism is a Jesus was God or is God, and the Chalcedonian formula is that Jesus is both God and man. He believed in the Chalcedonian formula, which got him on the wrong side of the people that believed in the monotheism formula. He was eventually tried and convicted for his beliefs. His punishment was he had his right hand cut off and then his tongue cut out so he could no longer spread falsehoods about Jesus. Woohoo, pretty crazy.
Wow, that's brutal. Ruthless, yeah.
So anyway, the history of it is kind of confusing, but I think that one of the tie-ins that we see of April makes a lot of sense. The vernal equinox, April, and there being and it being a joyous time where you celebrate. Okay.
All right.
And least I forget, it also spread throughout Britain in the 18th century. In Scotland, there was a traditional two-day event called the Hunting of the Gowk, in which people were sent on phony errands. Gowk is the word for the cuckoo bird, and it's a symbol for a fool. This was followed by, I guess, the Festival of Tail Day, in which people pranked people's derrieres, pinning tails on them, Tail Day maybe, I don't know, and signs which said, "Kick me," an oldie but a goodie. Apparently a very oldie.
Okay.
There you go. And there's only one place. This is interesting because of what's going on in the world. So sad what's going on in the Ukraine. The only place in the world where April Fool's is a holiday is in the Ukraine in Odessa.
Very nice. Thank you.
Do you want to talk about some of the great hoaxes of the past?
I definitely do. This is interesting to me. So go ahead. Start us off.
In 1856, the Tower of London hosted a lion washing extravaganza. People in London received official looking letters that said there would be a washing of a lion. That was a hoax. An event like that could have actually taken place 2 decades earlier because there was a menagerie in the Tower of London, which existed for 600 years. It had bears and leopards and lions and other dangerous beasts, but it closed in 1835. People showed up in 1856 to the Tower of London waiting for the lion to be washed, and it wasn't there.
Okay.
And one of the many misjustices in this world is, I don't have my own menagerie. What the hell's going on? I need a menagerie.
few of us do, Tomas. So the next one is in 1957. And so there's a few things to note first is that spaghetti was sort of a delicacy in England at the time, okay? So BBC, this is April 1st, 1957, aired a segment where they said a Swiss farming family harvested long strands of pasta from their spaghetti tree. that was the, and right on the BBC, and people went for it. So many viewers bought the report.
and why Switzerland? Why not China or Italy? That's an obvious one.
Italy? I don't know. But people were a lot dumber back then, I suppose.
This one's more recent. 1962, a supposed technical expert for Sweden's one and only television station made an exciting announcement saying that by stretching a pair of nylons over your television screens, you could turn a black and white TV into color. People were disappointed.
Yes, I would imagine they would be. All right, in 1972, I got one for you. The Loch Ness Monster came back. And what do I mean? Well, there was this photograph that was published, really widely published, that convinced a lot of people that the Loch Ness Monster came back and was actually around. But what it was somebody who had taken the body of a bull elephant seal and thrown it in the lake. and that was on the news.
You remember the grainy picture of Lot they'd always have on. Remember In Search of with Leonard Nimoy.
Of course, man. It's like the Bigfoot pictures. They're never.
I get this guy like drain the lake, drain the lake.
I know. And you've noticed ever since iPhone, like the camera on the iPhone got really good. No more pictures of the Loch Ness monsters. Yeah.
Right. No more pictures. You would think by now we would have found easily the abominable snowman, the Loch Ness Monster, and Bigfoot. Yep. I mean, come on. In 1976, gravity takes a hiatus. On April 1st, 1976, the BBC pulled off yet another of its many. Apparently, they have a lot of April Fool's Day pranks. Astronomer Patrick Moore told listeners that at exactly 9:47 a.m., there would be an alignment of Pluto and Jupiter that would cause a reduction in the Earth's gravity, allowing people to levitate briefly. So sure enough, hundreds of people flooded into the streets trying to levitate. I'd be scared. Aren't you? What happens if I don't come down?
That's my favorite one. The sad part is I might have been one of those people, not because I believe it was true, but because I really, if it was true and I didn't get the chance, I would have been pissed.
Yeah. You know, at least get on the scale and see how much you weigh. Okay.
That's a great one. All right. And our final one is in 1992, Richard Nixon ran for president. Now, for those of you who don't know when Richard Nixon was president and how he left office, this may not surprise you as much as it surprises me, but people actually bought into it, as on the National Public Radio's Talk the Nation program revealed on April 1st, 1992. And it included a clip saying, "I never did anything wrong and I won't do it again." I mean, they just went for it.
That's awesome. And yeah, I think awesome. We won't talk about it, but the greatest is the War of the Worlds hoax. Now, I thought it was a hoax, but it might have been that they were just reading from the book, meaning there's this famous hoax on the radio hoax that Orson Welles read from War of the Worlds, but it did it like I don't know when this was, 1930s, read from it, did it as if it were a radio news broadcast, and people actually thought we were being invaded by aliens.
That's awesome. That's right.
So much so that I think people tried to sue the station unsuccessfully for mental duress after it.
Well, I'm glad it was unsuccessful, because
it's nice to know that people sue for anything. Still, back then.
Yep. All right. So now we got to roll on to, I found of course, top five April Fool's pranks for 2022 just for you, Tomas. All right.
Nice.
So I'm going to give you a leg up on the family this year.
Okay.
Here's number five, the uncontrollable remote. So in this one, you take a tiny sticker or a piece of tape and you cover up the sensor on the clicker. And then sit next to the person on the couch and watch them try and change the channel.
Just take the batteries out. But all right.
Well, you could do that. You could do that too. But, you know.
You know, by the way, people might not know this. A little side note. Lots of the newer TVs, you can download an app for your TV. So you can control from another room with your phone, an app. That's a great joke. So as someone sitting there trying to play with it, you just constantly change the channel, turn it up or down. I do it to my son. He's hip to it, but it's fun. He just forgets.
Poor Gabriel, man. All right, number four is called All Eyes. And this is where you go into somebody's fridge. I really like this. And this, you have the level of commitment to actually pull this one off.
Okay.
You take googly eyes, you know, those googly eyes that have the adhesive on the back, and you put them on every single item in the fridge. So somebody opens the fridge.
That's a good one.
They just see it. Yeah, it's a really good one. All right. Then number three is called All the Noise.
I'm
going to
do that, by the way.
Yeah, I know you are. You've got to do it, dude. That's great. And then you need to record it so that I get to see what happens. All right. All the Noise. Place bubble wrap under an area rug or a bath mat.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Easy, simple, right?
Yeah.
Number two is called the rubber band barrier. This is where you take somebody's cell phone and you wrap it in hundreds and hundreds of rubber bands and then just watch them try and take
that's just annoying.
Bands off when they get a phone call. Well, but think about it. You call their, then from the other room, you call their phone and they like can't answer it because of this.
Just yelling at you, a-hole.
All right. And number one, no end in sight. And this is where you take a little hairspray and you spray the toilet paper so that it sticks, like you can never find the edge of the toilet paper to unroll. And, and that's it. That is my top five list of pranks for 2022. All viable. All totally doable.
Very. So before we end, my wife consistently gets my son and me with some April Fool's pranks, and three that I can remember. I know she's done more than this. I'm mm-hmm. just so forgetful in my old age. But three that I can remember are really good. And I actually do have video and pictures of Ooh. At least two of these. So I could this probably post these. Mostly it's my son. One was in the morning before he goes to school, a bowl of cereal. She took the cereal bowl, poured milk in it, put it in the freezer. Froze the cereal. It took him a couple seconds. What the hell is going on? The picture I have is my son with the bowl upside down over his head.
That's good. That's good.
I believe she gave him a glass for dinner, like instead of a glass of juice, she just made it a glass of Jell-O. So he tried to drink that. He was nice. Confused. Similar. But one of the best was an alien's at the door. There's a picture, if anyone has ever gone to the Jocular Pugilist Facebook site, I have a picture where I posted of the exact alien that was at the door, where it's a joke where I said there's no toilet paper, but there's a shitload of melons. It was when there was the toilet paper insanity with the beginning
oh,
of the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, right? Yes, yes, so yes.
That
yes.
alien is okay. the alien that she had at the door, which she did. So we live in an apartment. She put on the peephole, cut out a picture of that alien and put it at the door. And then she oh. knocks on the side of the wall. She was like, there's someone at the door. First she got me. So I oh, okay, let me see. She said, I don't expect anybody. You should. So I didn't open the door. Let's look. She somehow got me to look through the keyhole. I didn't just open the door. And I saw the alien and it shocked the crap out of me. And we, of course, did the same thing with Gabriel. And he really jumped.
Oh my, she's a genius.
Yeah, it was actually really good.
That is amazing.
Anyway.
Now I understand your marriage a whole lot more.
Yeah. I've never gotten her. I don't think... here's the thing with Tracy. I think if I got her, she would not be happy. So I think I let it roll more than she would. So
probably.
It's probably not worth it.
All right. Well, I think that's it for us today. That was a lot of fun, man. For those of you listening... you can find us, obviously, on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, you know, Spotify. And do us a favor, if you can, if you like what you're hearing, help us out by leaving a rating and review. It makes a big difference for us. And we're going to do something we do. It's sort of a tradition now for our Thanksgiving show. We read our reviews and thank everybody.
I think we have to do it again, and then it'll be a tradition.
I think, right, maybe you have to do it more than once for it to be a tradition. But that's what we're planning on doing. So if you can, leave a rating and review, and we will, of course, get to it when we get to our Thanksgiving episode. But anyway, that's it for the Jocular Pugilists. You can also find us on Facebook at the Jocular Pugilists. We are now on Twitter, and we will be on Instagram shortly, and we're going to have a YouTube channel that's going to be starting. We have products coming, so things are really expanding, so stay tuned for all that.
As soon as we find some time.
Yeah, tell me about it. You can also find us at thejocularpugilists.com, and until next time, well, I really hate you, Tom. The more I think about those pranks,
really?
The more I think I hate you.
Actually, you know what? I love you, man. April Fools, I hate you. He came from somewhere back in how long ago. Santa met a fool, don't see, trying hard to recreate what had yet to be created. Once in her life, she musters up.